is this?
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome to a new Discali episode. It is October 25th, 2024, 11:01 in the morning, so just a little bit off of 11. Welcome back, everyone. If you're new here, this is Discali, the show that talks about everything music. You have tuned in at the right time for us to talk about literally discographies, discourse, and discovering new artists, so that's always super exciting. Before I get into it, I do want to state that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Like mentioned, you are listening to Discali. If you are new here on the show, basically how it works is that for about one half of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist, we talk about their discography, we usually focus on one album, and then we talk about their music, what they did, their concerts, their vinyl pressings, literally just yap about it for about half an hour. Usually I go a little bit more overboard because I have a lot of opinions and a lot to say. And then right about halfway, we switch over to our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is where we talk about an artist that similar to our mainstream Artist of the Week. We go through their discography a little bit blind and we give our opinions, what we liked, what we think, and yeah, just discover a new artist together. And yes, today we are going to be doing a Canadian artist. We'll get into that a little bit. But first up, I do want to introduce that finally, after a couple weeks, I have been able to get myself a little guest on the show. So I do have my friend Rachel here today with me to talk about none other than Doja Cat. Rachel, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Ollie?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I have been meaning to have you on for a little bit. And I always wanted to talk about an artist that my guest wants to. And you have chosen today none other than Doja Cat, who is someone who like grew such a big career in such a small amount of years. She got her platform very quickly through, I think like kind of like the skits that she did on, what was that? What was that show? Like the joke show? Because she went on that a couple times too, right?
Joke show?
You know, like where they make, like roast show, like where they roast each other.
Oh, yes, yes.
But like, I know she got her platform off of that. I know she was also on, I think, Twitter and like Twitch doing some live streams of her mixing. Mm-hmm. I think that's how Tia Tamara started. And then after that, she just blew up on TikTok with her iconic song, Say So.
Yeah, especially during COVID.
Exactly. Sorry. Do you know anything about Doja Cat to start off? Like, what is your vibe off of her?
Doja Cat? I think Doja Cat is a very versatile artist. Mm-hmm. I love how she combines both singing and rapping into her music. So random, but I think she is part South African.
She's part South African?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder where she's from. I guess we'll get into that. But I always assume she was some part African. But yeah, her full name is Amala Ratna Zandile Dlamini. I think that's the best pronunciation you're going to get out of me. She was born October 21st, 1995. So that does make her 29 years old. And she was born right at the heart of the music industry in North America, LA, California. She's a rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer as well. And she's been active since 2012. And she's won a bunch of awards. The genres that she does dabble in is hip-hop, pop, R&B, pop, rap. Sometimes Afrobeats as well, that is implemented throughout her music. Her debut studio album called Amala, which obviously is an ode to her actual first name, she had a bunch of viral success as an internet meme with her first single in 2018 called Moo. I remember, I think I first saw that song as an actual meme, not as an actual song. It was just, I think it was a music video that mm-hmm. became the meme because she just like dressed up in like this cow costume and just started like going moo.
I remember they had her on Genius to go over the lyrics.
Right.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Genius is basically a company mainly based off of YouTube. And they bring on artists to like break down the lyrics of their songs and kind of give like what you were thinking or what made you write that lyric or like what made you like do this. And so they had her on Genius to break down Moo, which obviously is a song a bit humorous, because I think the only intent of that song is to tell people that she's a cow. Like, I honestly, that's all she says. And she's like, she literally just says, I go Moo, right? But yeah, going down Doja Cat's discography, she has had quite the career, as I stated before. Right after Amala, she did release her second studio album, which a lot of people knew it as her first one, but it actually was not. Her second studio album that is called Hot Pink. And that is where we got a bunch of singles and a bunch of everything that just like blew her through the roof. It was right. She recorded it between 2018, 2019. She released it November 7th of 2019, which for those who don't know, was a couple months right before the pandemic. So it was just entering kind of like that era of like where everyone was on their phone and everyone was being educated on like many different sounds and many different artists. We had singles off of Hot Pink such as Juicy, Bottom, Rules, Cyber Say So, Like That, and Streets. Sorry, I tried to censor myself there a little bit, but Say So was the main one that just like fully skyrocketed. It was the typical song that everyone was doing. There was a dance to it. I can't remember the name of the TikToker that made the dance. I think her name was like Haley something. But she made the dance. It went viral. People were doing that. Streets is just like the song that I want to hear when I'm getting ready in the morning. Like Cyber is just like such an intimate, hot, passionate song.
Cyber was also just really good for COVID. People who just, you know, social distancing.
You're very right about that. That I didn't think of that. And then we also had Juicy, which alludes to someone being very curvy and, you know, having fun. So obviously, Doja Cat is someone who loves to, I guess, empower the woman and just, you know, say how someone's feeling, which I look up to that a lot. She had producers on that album such as Ari Penn Smith, Ben Billions, as well as herself. She also did produce it herself. She had a couple features as well later. She had one, she had the Say So remix with Nicki Minaj, which really got her out there as well. She had Juicy featuring Tyga. And so, yeah, so that was basically the whole start of Doja Cat. And then after that, she released her album called Planet Her, which we will be doing that one today. We'll be talking about Planet Her and kind of like the rollout of that and how that also got her to be even more mainstream than she already was. And then right after that, in 2023, she released Scarlet, which, what are your opinions on Scarlet? Because we won't be talking about it today, but we will be talking about Doja Cat. But I want to see what your thoughts.
Well, I know the thing with Scarlet is that it was more like the voice of what she wanted to put out versus what she put out with Hot Pink and Hot Pink and Planet Her. I really only liked Agora Hills. I didn't really like too much of it, honestly. Like, I felt like it was such a drastic change from her other albums that I think it took me a while to, like, properly, or still taking me a while to, like, properly get into it. But it's, like, by no means, like, any, like, diss on her talent or anything. I just don't think it was fully my scene when it came out.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm going to be completely honest as well. Even Agora Hills took me a minute. I mainly, obviously, when Paint the Town Red came out, it was your typical pop, rap kind of song. It had a hook. It hooked people, hooked me. I didn't like Demons. I didn't like Attention. And I know Attention was the first single off this album. And I was very underwhelmed in myself, not really in her, because like I knew this was art that she wanted to put out. But I just like, I was very surprised that I didn't like it. But then I saw her live in London, which we'll get into. And seeing Demons live blew me through the roof. Seeing FTG blew me through the roof. I love Gun now. Gun is such a good song. Agora Hills, I started to like it because my friend Leela really, really got into it. And she's like, this is such like a, can you call me back? Like, I miss you. And I'm just like, oh, that's so sweet. Often I really like Attention. I still feel, I don't know, it's a bit of an intricate beat. There's like a very interesting production. Like, it's very, like, it's well thought out. It's smart, but maybe not for me.
Yeah. I would say it's like, it's very cinematic.
It is.
It also is just like, I don't know, I feel like to get into it, you really have to like be very much like the production behind it, the music video behind it, I can get into, but the actual song, less doing it for me.
I agree. And then she later released Scarlet 2 Claude, as the deluxe, but technically it was a whole separate album, which had songs such as Acknowledge Me, Disrespectful Urge, Okay Loser, which is personally my favorite song off of that, the deluxe, Mask, Piss, and Head High, which is my friend's best favorite song off of that album. But we will get into Planet Her now, because we won't be talking about Scarlett today. But how did you feel about Planet Her? I kind of want to know your opinions on it.
Planet Her was like my album of when I was in grade 12. That was like what I played in the car, like every day, like driving to school, driving to basketball practice. I feel like that was like me as a 17-year-old going, mm-hmm. like, yes, like I am a woman, like I am that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found like I really just loved the album and just like, yes, it's Planet Her. Like, it's just like, I feel like she showed so much versatility on the album, and I just didn't like I really loved like Love to Dream on there, and okay. it was just like,
we'll play that song.
It was so pretty, and I just felt like I saw like a different side to her,
yeah.
other than just like pure promiscuity, which I thought was okay. really cool for it to show.
Yeah, I honestly agree. The original concept of Planet Her was kind of giving this light of how a planet can be very beautiful. Obviously, that's what she was talking about, and being like the beautiful her, the beautiful woman, while at the same time still keeping that sensuality that Doja is known for, but making it in a way that doesn't degrade, but more in the way of acknowledging it and kind of like making it beautiful for everyone to understand. Which is also seen in the cover art of Planet Her album. She is like kind of laying in this galaxy. She is doing her thing. But I love the artwork. I honestly love the whole idea of it and as a whole. It was released June 25th, 2021. So it has been a couple of years already. I can't believe it's been 3 years. She was recorded between 2020 and 2021. The genre is actually pop R&B. There's not much rap. There's maybe a little bit, but there's not much rap. We had some awesome, awesome, awesome features on this album, such as SZA, my girl. She really brought it with Kiss Me More. We had Young Thug. We had Ariana Grande on I Don't Do Drugs, which is personally one of my favorites. We had Jid. We had The Weeknd. And The Weeknd just brought it all on his little song. But yeah, the label that she's under right now is RCA, as well as Camosabe. I think that's how you pronounce it. But RCA is her main one. And this album is truly the definition of charting success. All of the singles made it to the charts. We had Kiss Me More featuring SZA, You Right, Need to Know, Woman, and Get Into It, Yeah, which obviously is a song that alludes to the meme, the Get Into It, Yeah, of that girl with the high pony and everything. So she did very much kill it. We are at the time where we're going to start getting into music and stop yapping for a little bit. Going down the track list, the first song is Woman. That's a song that everybody knows, and I hope everyone knows, so definitely check it out. But the first song that I do want to play is Naked. That was a song that I kind of got to know through a TikTok of someone making an edit to it, and I wasn't actually aware that the beat drop was so big, like right after the introduction that we have, because it sounds so like weird. But it's truly just like talking about being naked and having fun. Like, what are your thoughts on the song before we get into it?
Huh. You know, just this week, I was just going through the album again because Naked was not one that actually stuck out to me.
Really?
For some reason, yes. But actually, this week while I was studying, it came on. I had to take a moment to pause and be like, wait, this is good.
This is kind of good.
She kind of ate.
No, she did. She very much did eat. But you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Discali, and this is also Doja Cat Naked.
Can I slide out of mine and into yours? Heels on waiting at your door. I don't me to my dressing room. Let me know if you ain't about that NSFW. Now it's safe to finish what we started. First impression of you is you really like the party. Spilling all up on you cause you know I wanna dance. Let me cordially invite you to this party in my pants. How you got me sprung and don't say sorry in advance. Show me all your tats, not just the ones that's on your hands. Who's your designer? Is that birthday suit one of a kind? Everything about you look like it's on purpose. God was working, probably took some extra time though. Ayy, all up in my curves like a puzzle piece. Jig it hard, let me see all my soul seats. After we fuck, I'ma wanna cuddle. We can take it to the kitchen, I'll be on the island. Come and eat. How do I keep this on? How do I let you know?
All right, that was Doja Cat with Naked. If you can't tell, she very much took the topic, ran with it, and she wrote a song about it. I was just talking to Rachel about this. The beat drop in throughout the whole entire song, it happens quite a couple times. It happens in the beginning, right after she does her little introduction. And then after that, it goes into like the little NSFW line. And then she kind of has that little break in the beginning where it kind of sounds a little bit spacey. The production in the back leaves. We don't have like that synthesizer. We also don't have the super heavy beats. We literally just hear a little bit of the melody. And then when she says NSFW, immediately followed up by the beat drop. And then we also see it one more time right before the final chorus. She drops the beat again. I was going to say she beats the drop. Your thoughts?
Again, continues to grow on me. Genuinely, like, I was just listening. I was vibing. I think the reason why I never really, like, got into the song is that I didn't love the intro as much. But when the beat drop comes in, and then it comes back to kind of what she's saying, like, can we take this off and get naked? Mm-hmm. And then the beat drops again as she's saying it.
One more time.
Yeah. It's just, it changes the whole atmosphere of it. And it's also just such, like, a vibey beat. Like, it definitely makes you want to dance. And it just, like, I don't know, it makes you feel empowered a little bit. Like, definitely planet her.
I think this song really talks about her experience in having intimate relationships as a celebrity. We know she drops lines such as NSFW, which is obviously just like any type of content that is around that. But she also says, she's like, follow me to my dressing room. And she's just like, let me see if you got what it takes kind of thing. Also saying that she's kind of like this extraordinary being, and she's like, let's see if you can match my freak, literally. Let's see if you can match my energy. But yeah, what a good song. We were talking about it being at the club, hopefully one day in the remix, or even just naturally. I feel like everyone would just have a fun time. Something that I love about this song, and personally it's my hook, will always be a Latin/Afro beat. Not super super Afro in it, but you can hear like the dun 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 dun, which you can find in literally any reggae song, any reggaeton. You can find it anywhere. That is just kind of that the way that she leaned.
Say reggaeton one more time.
Reggaeton.
Phenomenal.
But going down the track list, we have Payday featuring Young Thug, also a great song. At the ending, there's also this really nice beat drop where she like drops the beat, I think, not on like, because obviously the song is in eighth notes. She doesn't drop it on an even note. She drops it on the off note. On the offbeat, which is super satisfying to me sometimes, also because it just catches you offhand. After Payday, we do have Get Into It. Yeah! Great song. So good. And then we have Need to Know. And then the next following song that we'll be playing is I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande. What are your thoughts on that song? Did you like it originally when it first came out?
I loved that song.
You did?
From the beginning. I also just love Doja Cat, Ariana Grande, when they've combined music together.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good. Always good.
Because Ariana had her on 3435.
Yeah.
For Positions. And then, was that it?
Was that it?
That might have been it.
It might have been it.
3435 with Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. And then I know The Weeknd fully grabbed Doja by, like, the hair and said, we're collaborating. And they, like, ate it up every single time. They had In Your Eyes featuring Doja Cat by The Weeknd. Oh my God. People, I don't know why, but people don't know that remix exists sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you've never heard that song? Like, let me put you on it. And then obviously The Weeknd came on collaboration with You Right featuring Doja Cat on her album. And then they did an extended version.
The extended version is so good that I feel like I can't even listen to the regular version anymore. Like, I need that extra verse from Doja. I think it's so raw and yeah. So much talent just in there. And it's also just so, it's so real,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree. And something that, like, speaking of the extra verse, you reminded me to say, in Naked, we actually get kind of like this sneak peek of, like, Doja's ability to rap. It's not super obvious because you can just think that she's just speaking quickly, especially with such like a chill beat, because usually rap is like super crazy. The production's super heavy. Just listen to Travis Scott and you'll understand what I mean. But she kind of like very much like hides it in there. But it's like a nice little like, you know, when you like give someone money like under the hand and you're just like, here you go.
Yeah.
Like that's literally what she did.
Like
but
a
with
little
rap.
Taste.
Like a little taste. She's like, hey, like a little appetizer.
Yeah.
She was like, here you go. But yes, the following song that I do want to play is I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande. It's definitely a completely similar sound. It's very like, I feel like this whole song is like, this whole album is like very Galaxy like, which obviously is in theme with the aesthetic of the album. And yeah, just kind of talks about not doing drugs. We'll see. The harmonies in here are crazy from Ariana Grande, but that's something that we will talk about after the song plays. You're listening to Discali, and this is I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande by Doja Cat.
Experience the world of education this Saturday, October 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center. You can meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world. Register online to stay up to date and check in at the fair to be eligible for prizes, including a free flight to anywhere in the world on Air Canada. Explore your future with Study and Go Abroad this October 26th by registering now at studyandgoabroad.com/Vancouver/. studyandgoabroad.com/Vancouver/.
There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back! Shut your face! I came back for the music.
There we go. We have just a little bit of a language advisory just in case. Obviously, everything is censored on Discali, but just in case some context or some, you know, implicit definitions implied in the music does disturb someone, I just wanted to put that PSA up for our listeners out there. But that was I Don't Do Drugs featuring Ariana Grande by Doja Cat. Any thoughts?
So many thoughts.
Let's see. Lay it
Every
on me.
That time where it goes, needed a fix of you, not just a kiss from you. I needed more. That feeling of when you just are so infatuated with another human being, mm-hmm. it literally feels like a drug. Like, yeah. love actually is a drug. And I just love the play on them. Like, I don't do drugs, but I want you. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just think it's such good wordplay. And I just think it's such a good, like, it's just, I feel like it's very relatable for a lot of people mm-hmm. to feel like that. Especially if you have, like, your first love or your first, like, fixation on another human being.
I agree. I think also just, like, the idea of, like, some people, like, a lot of people like can say that like usually to like, you know, be more out there, be extroverted, put yourself with like to people and like connect, like they have to do alcohol. I have to be high. I have to be drunk or I have to be like doing this or I have to be doing that. This kind of just means like when you find the right person, sometimes you don't have to do drugs. You just have to have that love feed, that energy that you have towards that person, which is a phenomenal message. I just want to talk about Ariana Grande's harmonies in this song. There is a part where she says do, but she doesn't say it. She like sings it, harmonizes it, layers it. It's in a minor key. It is so satisfying. It is incredible. The work that Ariana puts into her music is obviously extraordinary. She puts so much thought into it. And the fact that she doesn't even need to ask how to harmonize, she just layers and she's like, oh, I know I have to add this, I have to add that. Got me purring like I'm Doja Cat. What a good line.
Insane.
Obviously, okay, like
I love the little, just the little courtesy of yeah mm-hmm. on your album. I'm just gonna mention you a little bit there.
I'm gonna mention your name.
I love the girlhood. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's obviously a cat goes purr, so that makes sense. Purring like I'm Doja Cat. But yeah, I love Ariana Grande's feature on this. I honestly could not see Ariana in any other song, but this song, it was perfectly put. Great song, and I will honestly definitely hyperfixate to that song probably for the next month, just because it's been a while since I've heard it. I do want to kind of mention a little bit of other things that we talk about here on Discali, and that is vinyl pressings. Actually, very simple for this vinyl. There's only one pressing, and it's in black. That's it. Anyway, usually there's a lot more pressings. Like, I can talk about ages for how much Taylor Swift has pressed her albums. It's a little bit controversial because I'm like, do you really need that many colors? But then there's also artists such as Doja Cat who, to get her to release a vinyl, is a little bit of a struggle because we always only get one pressing. Hot Pink only has a Hot Pink vinyl pressing. Planet Her only had black, which I'm a little bit disappointed because the album cover, you could have made it like a galaxy, reflective, mm-hmm. anything. You could have done anything with it. And then Doja Cat actually just recently, a month ago, released her Scarlet 2 Cloud album on vinyl on this like translucent beige, which is kind of a good color. I would have maybe liked like a blood red. I feel like that would have been cool. But yeah, super simple. Just black. And yes, I do own this vinyl in my collection. Unfortunately, I could not play it here live because the version I do have is uncensored. So we keep it clean here. Going down the track list, we have Love to Dream, and this is a request by Rachel. Any thoughts before we go into it?
I think it's the prettiest song on the album, mm-hmm. and it just I think this shows how like soft Doja can be. Like, okay. not everything with her, again, so promiscuous. I feel like this song definitely shows the versatility, and I wish it was more known, honestly.
Well, let's make it known. Let's listen to the song, come back, give a couple opinions, and then talk about her concerts a little bit, her tours, what happened, wrap up with one more song, and move on over to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to Discali on CATR 101.9 FM, and this is Love to Dream by none other than Miss Doja Cat herself.
I got everything but real love. I got in my head, I bet you could get me back out. Or you could leave me there, cause we just love to dream. I fell asleep when you woke up. Oh, it's not you, baby, it's just me.
Welcome back. That was Love to Dream by Doja Cat. I'm going to let Rachel take the lead on this one.
So I believe Doja Cat confirmed that this song was about her reminiscing about a relationship with her ex. And when it says, like, I got in my head and you could just leave me there, it's just like she just doesn't want to, like, she doesn't want to leave that idea of her mind of that they're still together. And that the fact is, like, I cannot believe what I just lost. Like, it's just, like, the fact that she just wants to be in her head and reminisce on a relationship, I think is something that we can all, like, all relate to. Just because it's just, like, sometimes you only remember the good parts of something. Yeah. And then she feels like you know, like, this is, like, this is a real love that she had, and it just, like, that loss. And I just also loved the melodies towards the end. I think it just shows her vocal talent a lot. It's not always just, like I said, it's not always about promiscuity. Sometimes it's actually just being about vulnerable, about how you feel, and that's what I really loved about the song.
Wow, beautifully put, Rachel. I really actually like the breakdown that you just gave for Love to Dream. I was going to say my thoughts around it. I also love to dream when it comes to a love that I have for someone. It's so fun. It's distracting. But distracting in a way where it's like I want to like have it. It makes me feel like I'm in like elementary school, middle school again, where you're just like, oh my God, like this crush that I have. But also there's like so much anxiety around it that I also find it that I'm just like, oh my God, like I love to dream, but like, oh, how I would kill for this not to be a dream.
Yeah.
So there's definitely that around it too. Doja lays some bars in that song. There's some lines where she melt with her whole heart when she was like, what is it, twice a day, four times on the holidays?
Yes.
Ooh, like, kill it. Killer line. It's like, that's the one that you want to have in the back of your head whenever you think of Love to Dream. Going on the track list, we have You Right with The Weeknd, and then we have Been Like This, Options featuring J.I.D. or Jid. Imagine, Alone, Kiss Me More featuring SZA, which such a good verse from SZA in that one. She very much, even in the music video, she's very much like, ooh, she looks so good. So good. They both look so good. And then her little wink in the little ding. Best part. Phenomenal. Ugh. And then we have You Right Extended. We have Up and Down. That was, I think, my favorite song off of the deluxe. And then we have Tonight featuring Eve. And then Ride. Oh, Ride. What do you have to say about it?
Ride is... I'm censoring myself right now, but to say Ride definitely makes me feel some things. It's great.
Yeah,
it's a great
that's
song.
Amazing. Before we do wrap it up, as we're going to have that song log us off for today, I want to talk a little bit about her concert history, as well as me singing her in concert this summer, which was such a privilege. Doja Cat was supposed to come to Vancouver in 2023 with The Weeknd on his After Hours Till Dawn tour. She unfortunately did cancel that opening act for the tour, unfortunately, because she had to get her tonsils removed. People were very much speculating that it was because of her vaping habits and because of her smoking habits, really just trying to put the blame on Doja Cat on why not showing up. Whether it was, whether it wasn't, she needed them out. That's all that matters. She went through the recovery, and now Doja Cat is back and better than ever, you know, laying out all the concerts. Obviously, it would have been nice to see her because I did go to that concert. Did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. I wanted to because I also just thought Doja Cat is an opening act in 2023. I was like, she doesn't need to be an opening act.
That's true. But also the crowd that The Weeknd had that also Doja can pull and can perform to made sense to me in my head. I was like, this was a stadium tour. If it was an arena tour, I'd be like, maybe not. But it's a stadium tour. Like, the amount of people that are inside the stadium for the opening act is the amount of people that are in a full jam-packed arena.
Yeah.
And then once The Weeknd filled it up. And also, one of the main reasons I went to The Weeknd was because of how excited I was for Doja. That's why I splurged on the ticket. And then when I saw that she wasn't opening, I was like, you know what? At least I'm seeing The Weeknd. I'm seeing Kay Trinata and Mike Dean, who... controversial thoughts on how I thought his performance was, but that's also very personal.
Also just was a really good like 2-for-1 deal. Like you get Doja Cat and The Weeknd.
Exactly.
And like even as an opening act, I was like, it just feels like you're going to two different concerts.
Exactly. Like, but I was also excited because I was like, they're going to play In Your Eyes. They're going to play all of these different songs, and then they never did, which is unfortunate, but it's okay. It's fine. We move on. I did see Doja Cat live this summer at Wireless in London. It was truly, the days just lined up, the faith lined up, and I just bought my ticket. I went with my friend Sydney, and it was just extraordinary. I can't tell you how good of a performer she was. We had Nicki Minaj that day, as well as Doja Cat on the following day. That was also the same day during the London, some type of soccer cup final. So the concert ended at the ripe hour of 7 p.m., which was really funny because I've never had a concert end at 7 p.m. Usually they start at 7 p.m. But she did her whole album. I went crazy for Tia Tamara. I can't tell you how much I screamed. I'm pretty sure I hurt my vocal cords. I was jumping. I was screaming. It's the iconic show. I don't know if you've seen some of the videos of her wearing like the British flag with her orange hair.
Yes, I have.
That was the show that I was at. It went down through history. It became like a show where she laid it all out. So proud to have been able to go. And yeah, I always tell people, I was like, if you can go to see Doja, please go see Doja. It's actually insane. But yeah, that's everything I have to say about Doja today. Thank you so much, Rachel, for giving us your input on Doja. We're going to be signing off with Ride, and then we'll be right back for our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Discali and Ride by Doja Cat.
Where's your jealousy? Why won't you cry? This is just telling me you took me for a ride. Find me, bad thing, I don't wanna bad mind me. Can't wait till y'all realize, finally. Big mouth put the steam on tiny. I've been seeing everything unwinding. And I bought you all your chains in a fistful. Rolly dead on your wrist, untimely. Baby, need somebody to trust in me. Need somebody to love for me.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Wow, very much harmonized in that one. Welcome back to Discali. You are listening to the last couple minutes of the show. As I said, I tried to do halfway through the show, clearly not, by the time 11:46 this morning. That was Doja Cat with Ride. Any concluding thoughts?
I just think it's a great song, personally. I just think she killed it. The beat is good. I love the lyric of "You're not a man, just a handsome knockoff."
Ooh,
like, yeah. I think anyone who's ever like been in some sort of situation where they realize the guy's not actually as invested as they are, and just saying "you took me for a ride," like I just think I like the words like to use about it.
Just
no notes.
Beautiful,
no notes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Exactly. Perfect way to wrap up Doja Cat. Thank you guys, everyone, so much for tuning in to our Mainstream Artist of the Week. And now we are moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. Her name is Shailia, also known as Shanice. Oh my God. Shanice Dilata Mohammed, born 1993, also known as Shailia, like I mentioned. She is French and Djiboutian musician based out of Montreal, Quebec. She's best known for her collaborations with Kay Trinada. I'm sure you probably know who Kay Trinada is. Also a Montreal-based producer, DJ, everything you can think of, has had various collaborations with a lot of famous people. And she had her debut EP, Dangerous, that was long listed in the 2019 Polaris Music Prize, which is super cool. She was born in France, raised in Djibouti. She moved to Montreal in 2012 to study communications at the University Université du Québec à Montréal, also known as UQAM. And yeah. Oh my God, wait. She is the daughter of Dilata Mohammed Dilata, the former prime minister of Djibouti.
Wow.
Whoa, that's actually crazy. So she's got some connect, some really big connect with Djibouti. That's crazy. But yeah, as mentioned, she did have some collaborations with Kay Trinada, so she did get a bit of a platform with that one. But yeah, I'm going into this artist blind, as I always do with all the artists. Nothing too much to know other than basic information, biography. The first song that I want to play is Takuda. Released back in 2023, it is under the genre of R&B and soul. Very excited. She looks really, really good in this album cover, or like little single cover.
Yeah, she does.
She slays. She killed it. But yeah, we'll listen to it, give our thoughts, come back. And then, yeah, you'll listen to CITR 101.9. And this is Takuda by Shailia.
Ra, Takuta, 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 Takuta. Cette girl c'est East African pour qui se prend elle genre y'a pas mieux qu'elle ouais. Cette girl c'est East African pour qui se prend elle genre y'a pas mieux qu'elle non. Melanin, 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 melanin. A girl like me, I wrote the scene spotlight on me, yeah. Yeah, get to gagging, honey, drooling eyes are up here. Tellement libre, c'est déroutant. Tellement sweet, c'est écœurant. Tellement bonne, t'en redemande. T'en redemande. Takuta, 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 Takuta. Melanin, 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 melanin. We'll be right back.
Exactly, melanin. And I saw that ginormous gasp at the end with the way she ended that song, Rachel. How do you feel about that song?
This song is fun. I think the word to describe mm-hmm. it is very, very fun. I think the beat is really, really cool. I think you just mentioned like the beat is very similar to Women, which yes. I can like totally see.
Yes, 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 indeed.
I was trying to think of where I would like see this song as like the place to be. Like, I don't know if it gives like festival vibes mm-hmm. or like it's just something where people should really, really dance to it.
I agree. Honestly, like it's just like a song that like I think this kind of like makes sense of like the way she produces the song, but it is mentioned that she has done a Boiler Room with Kate Trinata.
Mm.
So I think like a song that's very repetitive in that way, like she says melanin God knows how many times. If you wanna do a drinking name, drink every time she says melanin.
Do not do that.
True, thank you. But melanin is just like I love when music kind of has like that repetitiveness to it, but it is like obvious. Mm. Like when a repetitiveness is not obvious, it kind of just becomes kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But when it's obvious and with an intent, intentional, it leaves kind of like, it brings in like this whole different area of music, such as DJs, to be able to come and remix. Because with that repetitiveness, you have God knows how many counts of eight. To be able to remix the song into it, which I guess could be the implications of the song. The next one that I want to play is Hold Me Down. This is by Shaylia and Kahlo. It was just released September 27th, 2024, so not even, about almost a month ago, actually. Yeah, about a month ago. We love to play new music here on Discali as well as CATR. So we'll listen to it, give our opinions, and come back. You're listening to Discali. This is Hold Me Down by Shaylia and Kahlo.
The way it's going down with these people all around. All I see is you now. Ooh, and I know you want it. I feel your stare. Love the way I'm moving. And I know you got it. Cause I can feel the heat. Are you ready for me?
Check out my Ferrari, baby, when I ride that stick, I can my walk. If you don't play with my feels, run me hot or cold. I'ma bring the heat like a sauna. Oof, you know I'm summertime fine. And you out here looking like a tall glass of wine. I could take a sip out of you if you know what to do with it, baby. Don't waste my time. Yeah, yeah. If you ever get thirsty, we could take it to the kitchen and then finish on the counter. If it's loving that you need, where y'all blink ASAP, I could be your Rihanna. I give you that look in your eye where you don't need a watch to tell you what time.
I want you on my own, know where to come down. I follow you, I wanna hold you tonight. Tell me you're really down for sure. I. Not like anybody, you gotta deserve me.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Scully. The last 4 minutes of the show today, that was Shaylia with Hold Me Down.
She held me down.
She held you down? Sorry, I totally forgot to turn on your mic there for a second. Great song. You were saying that it's very prominently R&B. I agree with that wholeheartedly. The beat is so like, this is a song that I could kind of see on a runway. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and like, exactly, there's like subtle little runways, and it's like the perfect, it's not too fast. It's like perfectly like a walking pace kind of thing. Not my walking pace. Usually I'm listening to Brat when I walk. I'm like, I need to get places fast. So yeah, that is kind of Shailia for you guys and that side of it. This is off of her album Facets, both songs. Actually, no, Hold Me Down is the new single, but the song Takuda is off of Facets, and the next song that we'll be playing is called High, is also off of Facets. Guys, I need to wrap up today. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today to The Scully. Rachel, my biggest thank you to you for coming on and helping me talk about Doja Cat, as well as also giving opinions on Shailia. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was amazing to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, I'll have you back anytime. If you guys want to tune in next week, this is a weekly show between 11 and 12. Up next today, we do have The Eclectic Lunch featuring Dave Radio Presents. And we'll have that for you guys today at noon. But yeah, that's basically everything you need to know. If you guys want to stay in contact with The Scully and all of the things that we do, I am on Instagram as well, with _Discolly_, where I give you guys all the updates on what I will be doing that week and the week before. Like I mentioned, we're wrapping up. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this is High by Shailia.